This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A former Aurora police officer was acquitted and another officer found guilty of lesser charges yesterday in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain. State Representative Leslie Harrod has advocated for justice for McClain and spearheaded policing reforms at the state capitol. She says Colorado still needs more changes to how police interact with the public.
One thing that we have struggled with and continue to press is the requirement for de-escalation. If we look specifically at the Elijah McClain case, if just one person started and attempted to de-escalate, Elijah McClain could still be with us today.
Jury selection in the trial for a third officer is scheduled to start today. Turmoil continues to roil House Republicans. Congressman Steve Scalise dropped his bid to lead the chamber Thursday night as it became clear that several GOP holdouts, including Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, would not support him on the floor. Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn says voters are paying attention.
I think they care if we're not doing our job. We need to do our job, and having a speaker is part of that.
House Republicans are still trying to find a candidate who can garner 217 GOP votes on the floor. Overnight, negotiators for the union representing Kaiser Permanente workers announced a tentative agreement to prevent further strikes against the healthcare giant. If approved, it would provide Kaiser workers with 21% in raises over the next 4 years. Thousands of workers walked off the job for 3 days earlier this month and were set for a second strike starting November 1st. The agreement must now be ratified by workers. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.